Emily Ann picks up her home, a tattered book, a toothless comb, a yellowed letter singing praises to her chimes. She packs away her memories with a bottle that brings ease, and the battered bags she clutches in her arms. Raucous rooks disturb the northern morn. From the trees outside the town, a goods train shakes the railway bridge's dust. On her daily mirror, eiderdown, and the mill girls shudder from their sleep. Dreams of princes dying with the dawn. Clerks that clatter on the cobbled road warn her that another day is born. Emily Ann picks up her home, a tattered book, a toothless comb, a yellowed letter singing praises to her charms. She packs away her memories with a bottle that brings ease, and the battered bags she clutches in her arms. Cockney sparrows squabble constantly, scrabble for the crumbs around her feet. She breaks the barren bread of poverty, shares it with the sorrows of the street. And the pigeons on the pedestals desecrate the sleeping statue's stone. They're immune to authority, but she sees the times come to go. Emily Ann picks up her home, a tattered book, a toothless comb, a yellowed letter singing praises to her charms. She packs away her memories with a bottle that brings ease, and the battered bags she clutches in her arms. Finches fidget in the hawthorn hedge. Bees desert the Kentish country lane. She reads the signs and searches for a barn to shelter from the coming of the rain. And as she settles in among the straw, she feels his gentle arm caress her waist. When the drumming of the raindrops cease, the fiction of his face begins to fade. Emily Ann picks up her home, a tattered book, a toothless comb, a yellowed letter singing praises to her chimes. She packs away her memories with a bottle that brings ease, and the battered bags she clutches in her arms. Seagulls circle over lazy waves. Seaweed scents the sunlit Sussex sand. She holds a shell between her fingertips, wrinkled like the skin upon her hand. Laughing, shouting kids on skipping feet, with their spades and buckets scurry by, while the ocean of her loneliness stretches to the margins of the sky. Emily Ann picks up her home, a tattered book, a toothless gum, a yellowed letter, singing praises to her charms. She packs away her memories with a bottle that brings ease, and the battered bags she clutches in her arms.